tabii. Was ist schon heute gerne.
Gotcha. You're listening to Mary and Kelly live on Thrive.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to thrive.
Good morning, or good evening, or wherever you are. Welcome to Thrive. How
good
are you?
Good evening. Well, we have our coffee, so we're good.
We haven't had enough. That's the problem.
I know. Never enough.
And I feel like I'm nestled in the Georgia mountains here.
Yeah.
We are on location.
Yeah.
Refuge Crisis Pregnancy Center. I am so excited about our guest today. We will talk with her in a second, and she's here. Jump in anytime. Bet, how are you?
Good. I'm good. Yeah. How are you?
I'm absolutely perfect. This Loving the view.
Yeah, same here. Only if we had a little sunshine, that would be great. I'm so tired of the cloudy, rainy weather that we're
Well,
having.
You know, Kelly, it's our fault.
Well, we only do shows on Tuesdays or Mondays. So we're all mixed up today. Anyway, so it shouldn't rain every single day.
Whenever we're on air, it's going to rain.
I know. That used to be the case. Now it's carried over into every day. So
absolutely.
I'm tired of that.
Blame Kelly and Mary.
Yeah. Or not.
Or not. So, over the weekend, we had the Trayvon and Zimmerman.
Yeah.
The trial came to an end, and there's a lot of backlash. If you get on, online, you see the people are online posting, people are in social media posting about it. A lot of negative posting.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't matter where you stand on the issue. There's just a lot of energy being put into this case. But you know what? It's like every other case, every other national issue. A lot of people take to the internet.
Yes.
They take to social networking. They, you know, even at home around their dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
Very passionate about it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking if we could take that energy and put it in a positive way, we could change the world.
Yeah, that's so true. And we go back to this a lot. We refer back to this a lot. But just like Chick-fil-A Day, you know, if people were as passionate about, you know, bringing hope into someone else's life as they were about that issue or
Absolutely.
This issue, then the world would be a much better place.
Absolutely.
I just myself find it hard to, you know, I may have my opinions on things and my feelings on things, you know, such as this trial or
right.
the Chick-fil-A Day. But, you know, that I don't find, you know, my passions are and my energy are not put in those things.
Right.
And I think that sometimes that people just go overboard with it. And I've been so tired of reading all of the negative comments about this on Facebook over
right.
the past couple of days. I just have refused to go scroll through and read. You know, I'm just not even doing that right now because you know, you just get to a point where you're like, I can't take this anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
and as you know, if we call ourselves Christian
mm-hmm.
Christians, and if we're of a faith-based community, don't you think if we get involved in issues like this, it should not be to further stir up contention?
Right.
It should be to say, okay, we have a huge problem here, but guess what? There's hope.
Yes.
Here's the answer.
Yes. And I, you know, I dislike the way that it always boils down to racism. I can't stand that. You know, that's just that what we've talked about so many times is we're judging.
Right.
You know, we have that judgmental attitude. We're putting people in categories, and
right.
it's not about color or race. It's about conditions of the heart.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
You know.
And as Christians, we are called to be involved in social issues.
Yes.
Here, according to Reuters, let me give you the top 8 social issues of 2008. I mean, 2008. See, 2013. Where am I this morning?
You lost a few there.
I did. Welcome back. Okay. Rising national debt, gun laws, same-sex marriages, legalization of marijuana, abortion, obesity, oil dependence, and aid relief. Now, as a Christian, take any one of those and go for it in a positive way.
Right.
You know, to sit back and criticize and say, well, here's the problem. That does nothing.
Right.
You know, that's adding to the problem. What can we do to make it better? Now, I talked about obesity, and especially Michelle Obama's involved in pediatric or childhood obesity.
Right.
Okay. That's what you've chosen to do. That is your career. You're not just into health and fitness. You're into making a difference in people's lives.
Right. Right.
So that's a social issue you've taken on.
Yeah. And you know, if you want to look at it like this, you know, when you're dealing with people or an issue, you know, whether it's same-sex marriages or, you know, all of the issues you just mentioned,
right.
You know, you don't go into those things pointing out the problems. People already know what the problems are.
Absolutely.
You know, when people walk into my gym, I don't say, you're overweight.
Right.
I mean, they know that, you know, and I'm just making them feel worse if I say, you're overweight. You know, when they walk into my gym, I tell them the things they can expect. You know, we can do this together, and you can expect to be healthier, lose weight, you know, just giving them hope, not condemning them when they walk in the door and pointing out something they already know.
Right.
You know, so that can apply to any issue.
And I think back to, you know, what did Jesus do? He didn't come and walk the earth and point at the sinner and say, this is your problem.
Yeah.
What he said is, I am the answer.
Yes.
And I think that's what we should be doing in our daily lives, not pointing out, you got yourself into this problem. Look what you did. Yeah. It should be, here's the answer.
Yeah.
Let's move beyond the problem. Let's get to a better place.
Right. And that's all people are looking for.
Right.
It's hope. Hope and a, you know, a bright future, a better future, and a way out of the problem.
Right.
You know, if you magnify the problem, then you're only pushing them further away from the answer.
Absolutely.
Know? So.
Absolutely. And I think about, you know, you and I, we have this golden opportunity in media.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2013.
Not 2008.
Right. We weren't born to be on radio 30 years ago.
Right.
And we're not sitting in an office 30 years from now. It's today. So there is something for us to do today.
Exactly.
God ordained this moment for us to do something today.
Exactly.
And what I would like listeners to know is you were born today.
Mm-hmm.
You are here in this moment to do something today. And if you're struggling with why am I here, take one of these issues, take an issue that's important to you and say, how can I bring hope?
Right.
Into that issue.
And don't wait for all conditions to be perfect.
Mm.
You know, if you wait for the perfect time to get active and involved and to make a difference in someone's life, you'll never find the time. It's like, you know, finding the perfect time to have children. You know, we wait until we have more money. Well, you'll never have enough.
That's
know? There's never a perfect time. Now is the perfect time. You know, you and I both, we're doing this radio show. You have your ministry. I have mine. And we still have other things in life that are going on that we're dealing with.
Right.
We're not putting everything aside just because we have, you know, our own problems or things going on. So get involved now. You know, get active now. Don't wait.
That's right. That's right.
Because a lot of people feel like that, you know, they are in a place, oh, I'm not in a good place, so I can't really do anything right now.
Right.
Well, that's just not the truth.
Or I don't have $1 million, or I don't have 20 hours a week.
Yes.
Or, you know, what do you have, you know?
Start small.
What's in your hands?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have in your hands? And use that.
Yeah. Right. That's perfect. That's the perfect way to put it.
Well, in our second segment, in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking more. In fact, one of the top eight issues was abortion. And you may be wondering, what can the church do? What is the church doing? What can I do? Well, we're going to be speaking with Janice in just a minute, and she's going to tell us what she's been doing. And although we're not at Square Park, we want to give them a shout out this morning. So we will be right back.
On-air guests of Thrive Weekly enjoy a free show, coffee,
so
and more,
asking questions
provided by
or
Kelly and Mary at Squirters Cafe. Located on the square in historical Covington, Georgia, patrons savor home-cooked goodness and sip on fabulous coffee. It's no wonder Square Park is known as the place where friends meet. You can learn more about the place Kelly and Mary call home for Thrive Weekly by visiting Square Park's group page on Facebook or give them a call, 678-712-6464.
And we are back here with Janice. And how do you pronounce your last name?
Olenek.
Olenek. Easier than what it looks. And how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, absolutely great. And I think I'm one of those few people that's enjoying all this rain. It's very relaxing to me.
It is too relaxing.
That's it. I just want to get a good book and sit down and just read all the time.
And sleep. That's my problem.
Well, you have a beautiful facility here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. The Lord has really blessed us. We've been here for 29 years, not in this particular facility, but we've been in the Rockdale Newton area for 29 years. And we started as very small, like a little hole in the wall.
Right.
And God has blessed us little by little by little. You know, He has to take us baby steps.
Yes.
Because if He'd have shown us at the very beginning what we were going to be today, we'd have said, whoa, you got the wrong person for this. I can't do that.
Yes. Yeah.
So He brings us along little by little. And we're in awe every day. We just stand back and say, wow, look what God has done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And more than what God has done for refuge, what God has provided for these girls that are in a situation where they feel they have no place to turn. He has provided a place for them where it is a place of refuge. They can actually come in. They're going to sit down with someone who is not going to judge them, but is going to listen to them, allow them to talk, and then share the Lord with them. Because we have a threefold purpose. We want to stop abortion, and we want to help the girl that's pregnant, but we also want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because it's only through that their life is going to change, that they're going to find the love and the peace that they're searching for in worldly avenues. You know, it's only through Christ. We are here to tell the truth.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, we pray about it. We don't roll over them, you know, and say, get down on your knees, you sinner. You know, you need to repent. No, yes. We love them. And we basically tell them, like you said in the first segment, there's a better way.
Yes.
You know, let's not look at the negative. Let's look at the positive. Where do we go from here?
Right.
Yes.
You know, and we love to use the example of the woman at the well. And I think that example is so perfect because God knew that she was going to be there. It wasn't by accident. Mm-hmm. And here we have the Son of God, the King of all creation, took time out of everything that He was doing to minister to one woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what He's called us to do at Refuge, is to minister to one woman. One at a time. We give them free pregnancy tests. Here in the state of Georgia, they're required to have an ultrasound before getting an abortion. So we give them a free ultrasound. We have classes, the Bridges to Life classes, that helps them to learn about what goes on during pregnancy, how to take care of themselves, and then how to take care of a newborn. Right. In the classes, they earn what we call baby bucks, and with their baby bucks, they shop in our Mom and Me market, and they can buy everything that they need for their baby with the points that they have earned by learning to be a better mother.
Oh, wow.
So that's one of our needs here is, you know, brand new items for the Mom and Me market. Mm-hmm. So these girls that are working so hard have some really nice things to buy for their babies.
And can I say that the environment is just phenomenal? I mean, when I walked in, it just blew every perception I had of a crisis pregnancy center gone. It is very homey. Uh-huh. It is not clinical. And yet you can tell your technology is right up there. Yeah. You know, your knowledge is right up there. If I were a woman in need, I would just come here every day just to soak it in.
Some do.
You have to say, go home.
Do they just kind of want to hang out?
Yeah, they do. I was sharing with Mary a little earlier that we actually have had a client come in and say she loved coming here because the air was clean.
Oh,
and that's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
She feels the love of God, not the condemnation of the world, but the love of God when she comes here.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
If we can get that across to the girls, we've been successful.
Yes.
You know, because it's learning to know Christ is the important part. If they come to know Christ, feel that forgiveness and that love, they're going to carry their babies to term.
Right.
That's right.
That's just the following what happens one step after the other.
Right.
And we have actually seen with the ultrasounds, we have wonderful nurse manager and ultrasound techs that share the gospel with these girls when they're doing the ultrasounds and point out everything to them. And when they come there, we have actually seen like 87-88% changed minds of girls that were abortion-minded once they have that ultrasound and see that baby. We had one mother look at the screen, and she was very abortion-minded. And when she looked at the screen and saw that baby, she said, I think I've fallen in love.
Aww.
And that's the whole thing. That connection was made. That God-given connection between mother and child has got to be given the opportunity.
And that's a game changer because, you know, the pro-choice movement says, well, it's just tissue. You know, you don't worry about it. You know, this is just a problem you're eliminating. And when you see that tissue moving and jumping and
the heart beating.
Yeah. We have actually had babies wave. if they're, you know, like 12, 13, 14 weeks along, wave. Mm-hmm. One of our first ultrasounds, the mother was going to have an abortion. She had all these circumstances that the world was telling her this is the best thing to do, and she believed that. And when we did the ultrasound on her, the baby waved at her. So we put, hi, Mom, you know, on the screen because we give them a picture.
Right.
We give them a picture of their baby that they can take home with them. So that also is something that they're going to be looking at, and that's going to help change their heart to love this child and to want to nurture it rather than to do away with it.
Mm. Wow. How many dads do you have come in and participate in the care with her?
We have a lot of dads that come in with the girls when they come in for their initial pregnancy test or come in for their ultrasound, but they usually don't attend the classes with the moms. We've had some that have shown up for the first class, and I think being in a room full of pregnant women was a bit much for them, so they don't really come to the classes. But we also have a post-abortion program for girls that have had an abortion and are having a difficult time getting through it. And this is usually 5, 10, 15 years down the road that this happens. And we've actually had a man come to that program because his girlfriend had an abortion and he couldn't deal with it. And it's a 7-week scripture-based program. What it does is it helps them to realize and accept God's forgiveness in their life and then to begin to forgive themselves and move on. Mm-hmm. In fact, today we actually have a baby dedication going on this afternoon over at a chapel over at Lighthouse Village. And what they do, the mom will come. We have a pastor that comes, and he does the baby dedication. She writes the baby's name on a balloon, releases the balloon to release that to heaven. She writes the baby a letter. She's named the baby. And it's, you know, one of the things that these moms need is to give their child personhood.
Yes.
Because she didn't in the beginning.
Yes.
Now she wants to do that. And this baby dedication helps them to do that.
Oh,
it's a very releasing thing for them. And it's a very, I mean, everybody cries.
I was going to say, it's got to be emotional. And it gives them closure. You know, they've carried this around, the guilt.
Yes.
Just to carry the guilt for 10 plus years would be, I don't know how you could do that. And then in order to be able to release that and have closure and say, okay, now I can go on.
Yes, but you know, there are Christian women in those pews in churches every single Sunday that have suffered this pain and are feeling this guilt, but don't want anybody to know, so they're doing it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to let everybody know that these classes that we have are wonderful. They're life-changing, and they're 7 weeks, but they're done individually, so they're not going to be in a room with a whole bunch of people, and it's done at their pace. But the lady that does it is post-abortive herself, so she's been trained to be a facilitator, but she knows the feeling. She's very loving, very compassionate, and very knowledgeable of Scripture, so she's able to share. I think one of the classes she had with a different lady yesterday was sharing the blood of Christ to have her understand. And that woman actually said to her, I've never heard that before.
Oh, wow.
About the blood of Christ. So, I mean, it's an acceptance and a realization of who God is and what He did for us.
Mm. And do a lot of these women want to keep it confidential when they come in for these post-abortion classes? And, you know, sometimes women may be carrying this around for years and they don't want anyone to know.
Right. Actually, what we've seen, the women that come to the classes, yes, it's very confidential and very private then, but by the time they finish the classes, they want to use their experience
to help somebody else.
We have several volunteers now that have actually gone through the classes and have come to volunteer in the office, and they're wonderful. In fact, at our banquet that's coming up in September, we are going to have one of them speak about her experience with the post. She came to us for the post-abortion program and turned out to be a wonderful volunteer for us. And she is going to do an interview-type speaking at our banquet. Wow. So y'all need to come to that and hear that. It's really good.
Absolutely. Well, sit tight. Let me give the information for those that are local that can contact you. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you why you personally are here. And let's talk a little bit, the three of us, about, you know, the compassion aspect that, you know, no matter where you stand in the issue, we need to be helping each other one-on-one. So we will be right back.
If you would like to learn more about the services provided by Refuge Crisis Pregnancy Center, or to learn about how to volunteer your time, or to give gently used baby and maternity items, they are on the World Wide Web. Visit them at friendsofrefuge.org. You can also call them 770-922-5939. We'll be right back.
And we are back for our last segment. It's going fast.
Yeah, it always does.
It does, doesn't it? So tell us, Janice, we are here at Refuge Crisis Pregnancy Center. We've been talking about some of the differences you've been able to make in other ladies' lives. I want to know why you're here. How long have you been here? How did you get started? What keeps you coming back day after day?
Of the Lord. That's a very simple answer all the way through. I've been with Refuge for 29 years, the whole time that we've been here. And I called, actually, when I saw an article in the newspaper about somebody trying to start up a pregnancy center out in this area. I just called to volunteer. And before you know it, here I am, you know. Started out at very, very minimal salary with very minimal hours. And now it's on my mind 24/7, and I love it. It's been a tremendous blessing in my life. And I think a lot of the volunteers will say the same thing. Yes, we're called Refuge Pregnancy Center, with the meaning being a refuge for those girls. But we also find it to be a refuge right. in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, because every girl that comes in that door comes here because she's brought by God. Mm-hmm. It's not an accident. It's a divine appointment by God, not just for that girl, but for us too. Mm-hmm. We are blessed as much as she is. Right. And we get to hold those babies.
Yeah.
You know, that we have actually had mothers that have delivered right down the street at Rockdale Hospital and stopped here on their way home from the hospital to show us their babies, you know. Mm-hmm. So when we hear a brand new baby crying out in our lobby, we all, it's like a magnet, we all go running to see it. It's a joy. I have seen, you know, I pray every morning, as we all do here at Refuge, that God will show us His glory. And He does every single day without fail. He shows us His glory. I can't tell you the times during a day one or all of us will stand back and say, wow, do you believe that that just happened? You know, we have an awesome God. And I come here because I want to serve Him. Mm. And through serving Him, He blesses me. Mm. You know, the girls, there are some of the girls that have come here and I've seen over the years come back and back, that just come back to say hello now. And I almost feel like they're adopted daughters. You know, yeah. I care about what's going on in their lives.
Absolutely.
And it's just like your own children. You hurt when they hurt, and you feel joy when they feel joy.
And that's the thing. It's caring. You know, we're not all called to be the director of a crisis center. We're not all called to volunteer at one. But we are all called to be compassionate. And it does not take any special gifting to say, I care about you.
And it's easy. Yeah, it's really easy. Yeah. You find, you know, of the volunteers when they start, they come here with the idea that they're going to stop abortion. They're going to stand up against abortion, and this is the way they're going to do it. And they find after working here that, yeah, the baby's important, but it's not the baby as much as it is the girl that's sitting in front of us.
Yeah.
You know, and if she feels that love, you've made a difference in her life.
Right. Some of the biggest and best picket signs you can carry are just wrapping your arms around somebody.
Exactly.
You know, and saying, I care.
Exactly. That's beautifully put.
And when do you ever come in, like, you know, we all have our issues in life, our own stresses, and, you know, do you ever walk, you know, drive here, you're thinking about your problems, thinking about things going on in your life, but when you walk in the door, all of those things are out the window?
That's exactly true. You know, and of course, I have six children of my own, so we do have issues all the time. You know, and at home, you know, and my prayer is that one day all of them are going to be happy at the same time.
Yeah. You know, I can so relate to that. I have four girls, you have six. I understand.
So, you know, some issues are small, some issues are very big. But yes, I do have them. And there are times I have sat out in the parking lot and cried.
Yes.
But I have come in here, and God uses that pain to help somebody else.
And it's like you walk into your element. You're walking into your calling, and you're all of a sudden everything goes out the window, and you're fulfilled because you're here doing what God wants.
And I'm in a safe zone.
Yes.
You know, I'm safe here.
Yes.
I know God is here.
Yeah.
And I know that He is with me every step of the way.
Yes.
And I feel His presence. I actually feel Him holding my hand sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, going through it. But yes, it is my refuge.
That's right.
As much as it is the girls.
Exactly.
Here.
Exactly.
And what would you say to worldwide listeners that are saying, yeah, I don't know how I feel about the whole pro-life movement, or, you know, I don't know how I feel about the abortion industry, so I'm not going to go there right now. I don't think I need to help in any way right now. What do you say to somebody? You know, at some point you got to say, okay, no matter where you stand on the issue, you got to remove the issue and say, that's someone standing before you that needs your help.
Yeah.
You know?
That's exactly right. But at the same token, you've got to remember that God's timing is everything. God calls you to do what He wants you to do in His timing. And I would say to those people out there, men and women, not just the ladies, be open to God's calling. If you're a Christian, see what the scriptures say about reaching out and helping people. See what the scriptures say about the abortion issue. And then just seek God's advice. Mm-hmm. Seek His will for what you're to do in this area. Now, it may be going out and buying a package of diapers and taking it to your local pregnancy center.
Right.
It doesn't have to be anything big or major. It may be a determination to put them on your prayer list, your local pregnancy center, and pray for them every morning when you say your prayers and lift them up. You know, there's so many things that you can do without actually going out of your house.
Right.
You know, to help a pregnancy center. Mm-hmm. Calling to encourage the volunteers at the pregnancy center. Just let them know. Dropping the volunteers a little note saying, I prayed for you today.
Yeah.
And give them a little bit of scripture. You know, there's so many things that you can do. Or you can come volunteer in your local pregnancy center. You'll go through a training, and it's not hard. Yeah. You know, it's not hard to love these girls. And you'll see that once you go through the training, there's nothing hard about it. It's all common sense and sharing the love of Christ with those that He brings to you.
Yes. Mm.
And what would you say to the one sitting in the church feeling like, I can't tell anybody what's going on with me? Because that's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are hurting women in every pew in the church.
That's right.
And that, you know, the statistics for women having abortions apply to within the church walls just like they do without.
Right.
So what would you say to the one that's, you know, oh, I can't, it'll ruin my reputation, or the church will condemn me or throw me out?
Right. First of all, know that you're not sitting in that pew by yourself. Christ is sitting there right next to you. Mm-hmm. He has His arm around you and He's weeping with you. Mm-hmm. He feels your pain and He feels the hurt that a father feels for a child. Mm-hmm. And seek out a post-abortion program, because any of the ladies that, you know, have gone through this will tell you it helps tremendously. It frees you up because you've made a mistake in your life. You've come to the Lord. You've asked for forgiveness. Accept that forgiveness and move on. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't accept that forgiveness and you keep bringing it up over and over again, it's like saying to Christ what you did meant nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He died for that sin. And there's no sin any greater than another. He died for that sin and for you to be forgiven by the Father. The Father looks at you through Christ and sees you pure white.
Mm. And woman to woman, I think women, period, we need to go easier on each other. You know, we're so hard, and there's so much competition between women. I wish I could just shatter the competition and judgment that women have.
Yes.
Because I think we could help each other so much if we got beyond that. You know?
I think so. We can take a lesson from men on that.
Yeah.
They just live their lives and just take care of what their needs are.
Yeah.
Not selfishly, I'm saying, but they don't worry about what the other person is doing and if they're doing it better than him.
Exactly.
They
focus on the common things.
That's
right.
Yeah.
That's
right.
This week.
God gave us a heart of compassion and nurturing, and let's use that heart the way God means us to.
Absolutely. We are just about out of time. Anything else you would like to say to those?
Well, we also offer GED programs.
That's right. That's right.
To girls that have, you know, dropped out of high school because they were pregnant, or anybody that hasn't completed their high school education. We offer GED classes. We've partnered with a local college here, and we have a teacher that comes in twice a week, you know, and it will help you to get that better job to provide for your family.
You're helping the whole family.
Yes.
That's right.
Not just...
That's what we're here for. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
much needed.
Amazing. Yes.
So, call to action today. No matter where you stand, no matter what church you go to, no matter what's going on in your life, you can do something. You might not be called to do 40 hours a week, 60 hours a week. I don't know how many hours you put in, but whatever you have, give it. And, you know, the heart knows no boundaries.
And just like Janice said, you can do it from your home.
That's right.
You don't have to step outside of your door. I mean, you can,
yeah.
but you don't have to. You can you can start right there where you are in your home.
Right this moment.
Yeah. That's right. And never underestimate the power of prayer,
Exactly. Yes. And the scriptures tell us to storm the gates of heaven.
That's right. So you need to go on mission this week. Wherever you are, do whatever you can, right?
Right.
And we will see you next week.
Thank you, Janine.
Thank you so much.
If you would like to learn more about the services provided by Refuge Crisis Pregnancy Center, or to learn about how to volunteer your time, or to give gently used baby and maternity items, they are on the World Wide Web. Visit them at friendsofrefuge.org. You can also call them 770-922-5939. We'll be right back.
Do you know when this will be aired?
Next Monday.
If you enjoyed today's show, drop us a line and let us know.
Email to our email
list. Address is thriveradiotalkshow@gmail.com. We are also on Facebook. We have a group page, and that's Thrive Radio Talk Show. Kelly is also on Facebook. Kelly Davis Williams, K-E-L-L-Y-E, Davis Williams, and myself, Mary Nicholson. We will see you next week for another show.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive.
Well, thank you for thinking of us and letting us get the word out there. Today we're losing our facilitator for our biggest and life plan. And we stress over that. She's moving away. And we stress over that. And don't you know that was the most wonderful lady to take her place?
Yeah, of course.
Always does. No, even to the point where our GED